He was about to sit down when his eye rested upon the paper with the curious markings, which I had just examined and left upon the table. "Well, Mr. Holmes, what do you make of these?" he cried. "They told me that you were fond of queer mysteries, and I don't think you can find a queerer one than that. I sent the paper on ahead so that you might have time to study it before I came." "It is certainly rather a curious production," said Holmes. "At first sight it would appear to be some childish prank. It consists of a number of absurd little figures dancing across the paper upon which they are drawn. Why should you attribute any importance to so grotesque an object?" "I never should, Mr. Holmes, but my wife does. It is frightening her to death. She says nothing, but I can see terror in her eyes. That is why I want to sift the matter to the bottom." Holmes held up the paper so that the sunlight shone full upon it. It was a page torn from a notebook. The markings were done in pencil. Holmes examined it for some time, and then, folding it carefully up, he placed it in his pocketbook. "This promises to be a most interesting and unusual case," said he. "You gave me a few particulars in your letter, Mr. Hilton Cubitt, but I should be very much obliged if you would kindly go over it all again for the benefit of my friend Dr. Watson." "I'm not much of a storyteller," said our visitor, nervously clasping and unclasping his great strong hands. "You'll just have to ask me anything."